This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The trade war between the United States and China intensified, both Washington and Beijing taking shots at each other. Friday, VOA's Steve Herman reports that President Trump is ordering the U.S. taxes increased on Chinese products valued in excess of $500 billion.
The U.S. president took action after China announced it is raising tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. goods and resuming 25% tariffs on American autos in retaliation against duty increases Trump had earlier proposed. Trump on Friday also said he is ordering American companies to immediately start looking for alternatives to China, but he did not explain under what authority he is making the order to American industry. The tit-for-tat actions by the two countries have unsettled financial markets. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Hong Kong is gearing up for more protests as some demonstrators plan to again target the city's airport over the weekend. Hong Kong police said Friday that the High Court extended an order restricting protest at the airport. Its airport authority also published a half-page notice in newspapers urging people to love Hong Kong and not block the airport. Protesters have called for an attempt Saturday to block aid routes to the airport, which could disrupt the complex if large numbers turn out. North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to U.S. President Donald Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported the launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news a little later, saying that North Korea fired two unknown projectiles from South Hamgyong province into the sea off its eastern coast. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump said in a tweet that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to stop launching missiles and return to nuclear talks once the latest round of South Korean and U.S. military drills ended. This is VOA News. Under increasing international pressure to contain fires sweeping parts of the Amazon, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has authorized the use of military to battle the massive blazes. The fires in the environment have taken center stage as G7 leaders gather in France for a four-day summit. Reuters' Joe Davies.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving. Instead, the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. It's prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has another bout with cancer. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
The Supreme Court says 86-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas, and there's no evidence of the disease returning. Court says Ginsburg does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans. She has had several bouts with cancer over the last 20 years. Last December, she had surgery for cancerous growths on her left lung. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United States and Japan have reached the broad framework of a trade agreement, with Washington maintaining tariffs on Japanese autos, but Tokyo cutting tariffs on U.S. beef and pork. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and the Japanese economy minister, reached a deal on Friday in Washington, and it will be announced at a meeting of President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Sunday on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit in France, according to a newspaper. Billionaire David Koch, a major donor in conservative Republican politics, has died at the age of 79. His older brother, Charles, announced his death on Friday, saying, "It is with a heavy heart that I announce the passing of my brother David. Anyone who worked with David surely experienced his giant personality and passion for life." That's, again, according to the elder Koch brother in a statement. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.